from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I don't really like the Tulane.
Hey, come on, man. Just because they beat you, just because you lost to the Green Wave in a bowl game, let it go. You're a pro now. Thanks to Chris Emma, Ian Happ, Josh Nelson, Jim Margulis, and Caitlin Sharkey for joining us today. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer. I think Alex Kuhn helped out as well. I don't even know if Brandon Fryer was here, but I saw Alex Kuhn. I like saying the name Brandon Fryer. And Connor
O'Donnell.
He's
a good man and thorough.
Kevin Lapka there also. Time now for Parkins and Spiegel. And I don't have to stay now.
You didn't have to stay yesterday.
I did.
I disagree.
They asked him, Danny.
I disagree, too.
Yeah. But they no, I was like, no.
I disagree, three. Although I enjoyed it. We had a good time.
I thought we did.
Still.
Yeah, it's very silly. It's very silly. Mm. I know that other people were not available, and I appreciate you, Dan, pulling
sure.
the
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
See, otherwise, I would have been out grinding my absolute face off.
Yeah,
and I would,
sure.
I would
have burpees just, and broad jumps,
I would not
man.
Have a face
I believe that's what Marshall Harris was doing, which is why you were called into duty.
No joke with him, though.
Yeah,
that could be.
That actually could be
He could be doing burpees
doing.
And broad jumps down the street.
He could be.
Yeah. He may have been, like, on a 12-mile run or...
Something like that.
Yeah, Marshall's... He's got a little bit of that Tyson Bagent thing when it comes to his workout.
A burpee mile is ridiculous.
Burpee broad jump.
Mile.
Like, yeah, you're 100% right.
That's just insane.
It really is.
I heard a story this morning from a guy who was talking about, he's an ultra marathoner, and he was saying like what really unlocked his personal power and his strength that helped him in the final 50 miles. And I was like, what are you talking about?
The final what?
What? The final who?
Ultramarathoners are clinically insane.
How many miles, Studs, is an ultramarathon?
Basically anything over like 30 miles for the most part. Like,
I mean...
Basically anything past a marathon, you can, I think, like 50 miles might be the minimum technically for an ultramarathon.
He said the last
crazy.
50 miles.
There's 100-mile marathons.
Yeah, it's like I was really good for the first 50, but then I started to hit a wall, and then I found my stride.
I think it's
freaking bananas.
Michelle Wolf, the comedian.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure she runs like 20 to 50 miles a day.
What?
That's insane.
That's too many miles.
I agree with you, Danny.
That's too many miles.
I have a friend who does the Ironman triathlons, and
also clinically insane people.
That's a full-on marathon to finish after a pretty long bike ride and a swim.
Like a 100-mile bike ride, a 5-mile swim. Like
it's like a 3 or 5-mile swim, 100-mile bike ride, and then a marathon.
I think that they've delayed the one at the Olympics because the water's bad.
Yeah,
because
the pooping in the sun.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Dave Matthews Band was on tour in France. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wasn't it just the anniversary? Wasn't it the 20th anniversary or
something? It always is.
Once a year, it seems like.
Seems like birthday. Seems like every day.
Having an anniversary.
This morning, I saw a dude swimming at Lake Michigan down there by the planetarium where I like to go and sit and have some coffee. And this dude was just swimming back and forth out there alone, and he had like a little orange buoy tied to his leg. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Is that like in case he gets tired so he floats? And I realized, no,
so he doesn't get run over.
So boats don't destroy his ass. Yeah. That is exactly right.
So meanwhile,
it took me a minute to figure that out.
It was funny that completely coincidentally of us looking at you're following what Tyson Bagent was talking about. I did a puzzle yesterday where one of the clues was eponymous exercise, or like named after a U.S. physiologist who worked for the armed forces. And I did not know that the man's name was Royal Burpee. Royal Burpee. And so, of course, I look at it after. I was like, oh, Burpee. I didn't know it was a guy.
I didn't either.
He
thought that the exercise just kind of made you burp.
I didn't know. But or if it was like the seeds or something. But he was...
That's not what they call a Big Mac in France. No. Is a Royal Burpee?
Royal cheese. Okay. And he was hired. Like the Burpee was created to assess the fitness of soldiers before World War II. And it was named after Royal Burpee.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there
did you
go.
Look him Jim up? Did you look him up,
I did.
By the way? Oh, my goodness. There's some great Royal Burpee pictures. Please Google.
Oh, really? No, I haven't looked at pictures.
Look at that picture.
Royal Huddleston Burpee Huddleston. Senior. Huddleston.
Should have called it a Huddleston.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure, they were fit, but they needed someone to bail their asses out. Mm. USA! USA! Screw you guys.
Yo, what is wrong with this guy's chest? I don't think I've ever seen a human shaped like this.
Too many burpees?
Yeah, but I mean, his arms are jacked, but his chest looks like... He looks like Santa Claus.
He looks is the belt like way
it's
up high
so
on him?
Weird. He looks like Popeye the Sailor Man and Santa Claus as a love child.
I wonder if he's related
to Hitler mustache.
David Huddleston, the actor that played Lebowski.
I have a question for you guys.
Odd person.
Where does the accomplishment?
I was gonna say if something called the Parkins can be put on. Show me that exercise.
It's
the remote.
It's sedentary. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sparking something. Sorry, Speaker.
No,
go
you're
ahead.
Good. You're good. I realized
look at this person.
I was the one interrupting, so I backed off. I was like, let's let these guys finish this thought.
I mean, did you Google this man?
I did not.
I'm not wrong. No. Have you ever seen a human shaped like that? That's the weirdest looking person I've ever seen.
I also like his sailor hat.
Yeah, what is going on? He's pushing his chest out on
Royal
purpose, I
Burpee.
Think.
But his whole stomach is
wait,
up.
Let me see that, Dan.
Yeah, I think I think he's like sucking his gut in and puffing out his chest.
I love the kind of radio where we all look at pictures.
Was he like the model for Bluto and Popeye? Because that's kind of what he looks like.
He looks like a cross between Bluto and Popeye.
So here's my question.
All right, go ahead, Spiegs.
Chase Budinger. Where does that rank in terms of impressive athletic feats to have Olympic beach volleyball as your second sport after being
an NBA player?
Number 44 overall in the draft, an NBA player, pretty good NBA player for a long time. And then this is your second sport. We know about Olympians who then segue to one of the four majors like Ronaldo Nehemiah or Ron Brown or people like that.
Didn't Lolo Jones do sprinting and bobsled?
Yes.
There have been some other people. So, I think Herschel Walker might have done bobsled.
This is one of the four major team professional sports who then becomes an Olympian in a different discipline.
He was an elite volleyball player.
Was a great volleyball player
in high school, mm-hmm, and in college. So I mean,
okay, so it's not a pivot.
He didn't pick it up.
It's not a pivot.
Like after he left, he was already playing it.
How good did Jake Plummer get at team handball?
Remember he
segued to team handball before he segued to mushroom farming.
I love handball.
That's national progression. Handball
mushroom
quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
Jake the Snake.
followed by team handball, followed by mushroom farming.
I asked Ian Happ today. I asked Ian if he had to pick one of these sports that he'd say, you know, give me a shot at that one. And he does archery sometimes.
Oh, of course he does. He said,
golf's an Olympic sport, though.
Yeah, not counting golf, obviously. But he said every once.
That's so Ian Happ. Archery just seems so Ian Happ.
He said every once in a while, I'd like to shoot a bow here, you know, down in Austin. There's a place where we can go.
Okay.
So he said watching it, he called it electric. He was watching the women. He said everybody else is watching basketball. He was watching women's archery.
Nice.
Wow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more...
you deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But, I mean, if anybody's got another from the four major sports to end up in the Olympics in a different discipline, hit us up during the afternoon. I Googled. I couldn't figure anything else out. I mean, I couldn't figure anything else out. I was Googling all kinds of stuff.
You've been on the internet all day.
Like a football player.
Trying to learn anything.
I was saying like a football player who became a Greco-Roman wrestler.
Sure, exactly. That's what we're dealing with here. It's pretty tremendous accomplishment.
And he's on the 2v2 or the 6v6 volleyball team?
He is on the 2v2.
And it's such a crazy workout, too. Because I said... obviously mostly tongue-in-cheek. I was like, I did badminton in like fourth grade gym class. I was like,
awesome.
I was like, how hard could it possibly be to be an Olympian if I trained for 6 months? And then I watched a single clip of the badminton in the Olympics. I was like, oh, it would take me slightly more than 6 months.
Did you see Ant-Man?
Very good.
Talking with the table tennis team?
Yeah.
And they were like, I could totally. And they were like, no.
You're really good.
You're good at what you do.
Yeah.
This is different.
Yeah, it is different.
And then he went to go support.
I know, he's a big fan.
Them at the table tennis matches, and I thought that was a really cool like Olympic moment.
Oh, I totally agree. Love that stuff.
You just get to see Flavor Flav. That's such a cool story.
And yeah, we've been on the Flavor Flav story. Like that's our guy.
Oh, I didn't know. I apologize.
No worries.
Like the moment, like he announced this months ago that he was going to do this.
Really? I missed that story.
The cool Flavor Flav video that's been going around was after the water polo stuff in the hotel, there was a piano in the lobby. And he sat down. And a lot of people don't know that Flavor Flav is a self-trained multi-instrumentalist who taught himself how to play piano when he was 5.
Flavor Flav?
Oh, my God,
wow,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, drums, piano. And he sat down and played this gorgeous piece. And Lawrence knew immediately when we just played it. And I said, guess who this is?
It's John Legend. Sounds like those John Legend chords, but...
John Legend is there at the Olympics.
That's pretty cool. That's Flav.
Yeah, the piano needs to be in dire need of a tuning.
But there's some dissonance going on in there, though, which is quite lovely. He's got the sustain pedal down. Too much music talk. Willie Gault qualified for the 1988 Winter Olympics bobsledding team as an alternate. Didn't Herschel Walker qualify as a bobsledder as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that. I should listen to the show more often.
Yeah, and I said Lolo Jones did a similar thing, but that's Olympic sport to Olympic sport.
Mm.
It's still pretty awesome, though.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
It's still like...
It is pretty cool.
You know what? Things didn't really work out for me in this Olympic sport.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to another Olympic sport.
But, like, the more exotic, the better. Like, I think it would be great if some, like, redneck baseball relief pitcher, like Andrew Chafin, became a ski jumper.
Yes. That would be even weirder.
Like, that would be awesome. I mean, like, you really had a huge like cultural gulf between what you did.
Synchronized diving.
Yeah. Synchronized diving. Awesome. That's the commentator that sounds exactly like Holly Hunter.
Danny,
on these Olympics.
Really?
Exactly.
Like, Danny, do you have a sport that every 4 years or every 2 years you're like, I kind of like that sport, and it will occupy you through the Olympics?
I don't know is the direct answer, but if I watch, I get sucked in. It's perfect television.
It really is.
It's a perfect TV event. At the beginning, they explain the rules. Then they tell you the human interest story. Then they run the race. And it's clearly...
Here's an American.
Here's the American story. Here's your rooting interest.
That was my dude on the pommel horse last night.
Yes, exactly. And then it's over, and the reaction...
You can just let it right go.
Yeah, but also the reaction is impossible not to fall for because it's the biggest moment of their life.
Yeah.
It's not a baseball playoff game, which is a big moment, but like, you could be back. And it's a series. It's like...
Even seeing Simone Biles today, like, knowing that... She is a part of an argument for the greatest American athlete ever. And you see her being like, yes, I got over the twisties. I made it back here. We won. This is great.
And for some of these people, it's like, this is their literal one shot because by the time the next Olympics comes around, they're too old.
They aged out. Yeah.
So it's like, your entire
life.
Which
is another reason why, like, amazing what Simone Biles is doing.
Incredible. And that's why there's tears to anything like this, and there's tears to that. But no, so swimming, gymnastics,
yeah,
the
whatever.
Pommel horse guy wearing glasses.
Clark Kent.
How about we get this guy some athletic glasses?
Did you see the rifle lady? The rifle lady who should be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, essentially, because she's got the viewfinder on one eye and just the cool-ass shade on the other eye.
We can make her the Punisher.
So the other night, I saw, like, within probably 15 minutes, to your point, Danny, I saw Michael Phelps with a man bun and a beard talking about how hard you have to work to be good, segued to a 4x100 relay for the women, and they teased that the 4x100 for the men was coming, and then they introduced us to one of the men, Caleb somebody, who's got tats all over his
Williams.
Arms. Yes, badass.
Multi-sport athlete.
And like within 15 minutes, I saw two. I saw the Australians win gold in the women's event, the men win gold in the men's event, and like 4 minutes of Michael Phelps. It was a complete viewing experience.
Great. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
What I love about the Olympics, too, is bringing out different kinds of things that fall under the umbrella of competitive athlete. And it's not everybody is the biggest and strongest and fastest when it's somebody who needs to mince around on a horse. And the specification of the skills. And I always adored this thing that we used to do at camp that was called the marathon, the green and white marathon. One team's green, one team's white. And there were different events that would all chain to each other in a race. So the athletes, one guy would have to make like 10 straight free throws. And immediately the runner would run down to the rifle range. And the kid would have to make an X amount of bullseyes. And then you run over to here.
Archery, like, climb a wall.
But the kid who had to make the lanyard with faster down to the arts and crafts shop, everyone's running down. They're going, come on! Let's go! And this kid is like, if you could find the kid who spent it, and you drafted well, and you knew who was in arts and crafts, it mattered.
The scorehouse video, and Connor McKnight's, that was no joke.
That was like Green and White Marathon that ends with the fire building that was always my special.
And my role was to do baseball trivia. I was like the baseball trivia guy at the end of that. Texture says, you guys are forgetting noted Olympic gymnast Ron Karkovice.
Officer Karkovice was great on the pommel.
Oh. I'm sorry, those scores are too low.
We have Nico Horner coming up at 2:30. We have a Bears report from Chris Emma at 3 o'clock. The trade deadline will be on during the show at 5, so we'll be all over that. Busy show today, gentlemen.
Have fun, boys.
Thank you. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Park and Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.